얘가
Haroya Keshes, one who sees a rainbow. You make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch passes. If you see a rainbow, you make a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Zecher Habris, Nemo Nebrisoi V'kayim B'ma'amori. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Torah and the Rambam, they have a different nusach. Their nusach is Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Zecher Habris. And whereas the Shulchan Aruch says Ne'emon, they say V'ne'emon, V'brisoi, V'kayin, V'ma'amorik. So there's a machlokes Rishonim, do you have a Vav? In the second phrase of Ne'emon or V'brisoi, is it V'ne'emon or Ne'emon? Anybody that will open a few Sidurim will see both Nuschoyes. This machlokes goes till today, the Aruch Shulchan goes one way, the Mishnah Berurah goes the other way. It happens, it doesn't look like there's a clear achra. Either way, perhaps we could offer a svara as to the machlokes and girsa. What does the bracha mean? Zecher habris, fear, easy enough. Hashem remembers the bris. Nema b'brisai, Hashem is reliable. Some add that even though we could be rishayim, we could have rishayim, there are chayti machti, even so Hashem is reliable, he's not going to destroy the world. What's the last phrase? V'kayim b'ma'amori. He's make him with his word. What does this mean? So the Avud Raham in Hilchos Brachos says V'kayim b'ma'amori means the following. Hashem promised not to bring Hashchosa to the world, not to destroy the world again. In fact, the Pasuk says V'yemer Hashem el libor. He smelled Rech Nechoich, V'yem Hashem Aliboy, I'm not going to destroy the world again. A few psukim later, Hashem has cursed bris with Noach. So the Avud Raham says, not only is Hashem reliable in his bris, even if he wouldn't have made a bris, Amira Bilvad, Hashem is Nema. That's V'kayim and B'ma'amor. Azir Shtetin Avud Raham, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this in Siman Resh Chavtes as the Pashat Pshat in the Bracha. There's another Pshat in the Bracha, which is brought by the Aruch HaShulchan, also on Siman Resh Chavtes, and is brought from the Chedushi Agadus, the Mashor Chedushi Agadus. And he says, what does it mean, V'kayim B'ma'amori? He says it means, Zecher HaBris, Hashem remembers the Bris, and he's Neman in the Bris, he won't destroy the world. V'kayim B'ma'amori, even though the Keshes, which is the sign of the Bris, Hashem designated the Keshes to remind him and us of the Bris, even so, the Keshes was already created Mesheshes Mebreshes. V'kayim b'ma'amori, Hashem was making the Keshes be'asor ma'amorim sh'nivra ha'olam, as if the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Eser dvarim nivru be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshos, the first Erev Shabbos, and one of them is the Keshes. So we praise Hashem that He created the Keshes already from Sheshes Mebreshes. Even though, as the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Mashah, Hashem pointed out and brought out and really revealed to us the idea of the Keshes, but it was already there in Meshesh's Mebreshes. Azoy Zok the Mashah. Now, if anybody wants to use this Mashah in terms of the debate of whether a Keshes is natural or unnatural phenomena, supernatural, there's no raya, because the Mashah references in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos.
What do you mean supernatural?
There seems to be if you read the simple pshat in the psukim, it would seem that a keshes is brought on when Hashem's angry. So you would think it should be a supernatural event. Hashem should create a keshes. Science tells us that a keshes is a natural phenomenon with sun and water.
Hashem made it a natural.
Okay, 100%. No.
So I set up all of the things that it should.
100%. Yeah, there's many answers. There's many answers to explain how, on the one hand, it could be a sign, and on the other hand, it could be natural. I'm just saying.
Science and halacha diverge.
You could get the CD. It's a different CD. My point only is that if you would want to bring out something from this mashah, it's not a good idea, because the mashah references a mishnah, and the other 10 things in the mishnah are pia asayin of Bilam and pia aras of Korach. So the fact that the Mashal says that Hashem created the Keshes ben Hashmoshes does not mean per se that the Keshes isn't a natural phenomenon, although It probably, you know, I'm sure it is. So that's the machlokes, the two mahalchim. Is the kaim v'ma'amoroi, is it going on that Hashem was making the keshes ba'asor ma'amorim, shenivra olam, shesh mebreshes, or is the kaim v'ma'amoroi that Hashem doesn't even need the bris, without it, even without the bris, with his words itself, Hashem is reliable. Think for a moment. Let's say the bracha of the keshes that we make on the keshes didn't end with v'kayim b'mamori. Let's just assume for a moment. Let's pretend the bracha ended. Bracha to Hashem lekinam alchaim zeh bris neman b'brisay. Would anyone say that the second phrase neman b'brisay should be without a vav? Bracha to Hashem lekinam alchaim zeh bris neman b'brisay. Or would you say it would be zeh bris v'neman b'brisay? That's a normal way to talk. When you say two things, first of all, Hashem remembers. Second of all, Hashem is trustworthy. You would say a vav. That's the way to talk in any language. So why, according to some, don't we say v'nemon? Why do we say nemon? Because there's a seam of the bracha. The bracha ends. And what is the seam of the bracha? V'kayim and b'ma'amorim. So the vav goes at the end. Everyone knows if you give somebody a list, get this, 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 and this, you could use the and the last thing, and that goes on everything. You don't have to say and each time. So the poskim that say that you don't need the vav, because they are relying on the vav at the end. So Hashem is zeicher bris, he's neman on the bris, with two separate things, but I'll say and all the way at the end of the kind of mamari. That's only good if it's one long thing, if it's one long inyan. So according to Rav Uduram, the bracha is saying that Hashem keeps his word and keeps the world going with the bris, even without the bris, but it's all one big long bracha. So it doesn't need a vav in the middle, because I'll wait till the end to say, remembers the bris, keeps the bris, and doesn't even need the bris. It's all one big thing. Hashem, according to the Masha, it's like two brachas wrapped in one. Thank you, Hashem. Bracha to Hashem, akim ach olam, zeicher bris, you remember it, gevaldik. Neman, trustworthy. And we mishabech you that you created the keshes, which is a sign of the bris, mesheishes mebrishes. It's a totally separate thing. It's like two brachas. So zoyche bris nema bebrisa is one bracha, almost. And v'kayim b'mar is a second. So the end of the first bracha requires its own vav, v'nema bebrisa. Attack at Avud Ram doesn't have a vav. And I would love to tell you that the Mashal does have a vav, but the Mashal doesn't have a nusach of the bracha. So I can't tell you what the Mashal says. But I would imagine that would be a geshmak atli and the machlokes. The Rosh Hashulchan has a vav, and it goes, that's the problem. See, I didn't mention it, right? The Rosh Hashulchan goes to the Mashal's taich, and he doesn't have a vav. So obviously the Rosh Hashulchan, you know, wasn't a spoil for Mashtukul Tayr. Okay. Not the first. But Emes, there's a gewaltige diuk, Indian to ponder, according to Rav Uduram, because Rav Uduram, we find an amazing thing. We say we see a keshes. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekem Nachem Zichar Bris. You remember the bris. You remember the bris. You're trustworthy in the bris. Kaim memory. You don't even need a bris. Excuse me. You're making a baruch on the keshes. You don't mention the keshes at all. I challenge anyone to find me a bracha that you make on something. Whether it's a brichas nenin, whether it's a brichas re'iyah, whether it's a brichas re'ach, whether it's a brichas mitzvah, every bracha you make it, anything, you always mention the thing you mean mevarach on.
Lining.
You say, oh, you say ma'aseh bereshis. You say, koichoy gvurasoy. The lightning is the ma'aseh of bereshis. The thunder is the koyach of Hashem. You don't always call it by name. Sometimes you call it by name. You say, baruch atah Hashem, kem lechem, yam as yam agadol. Sometimes you say, mitzvah tzitzis. Sometimes you just say, but you're always referring to the thing that you make the bracha on. As a demand, you mention it. When it comes to brichas keshes, you don't say anything about the keshes, according to Rav Uduram.
Dynamis.
It's funny you say dynamis, because we might get back to that. Yeah.
On lightning.
On lightning. Baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Oise, you do, you make. Ma'aseh bereshis, the works of creation. What is lightning if not the works of creation?
What is the keshes if not the bris?
The keshes is not the bris. That's a mistake. The keshes is the ois of the bris. The bris is not the bris is not something you can look at. The bris is an agreement between us and Hashem. That's the bris. there was an agreement, a krisis bris. The keshes is a sign of the bris. We don't mention the thing itself. Hashem is angry. See me after class. But we're going to talk about that. Okay. Ha'ara, in David Ram, we don't mention the keshes, even though we're being mevarach on the keshes. So I want to be miyashiv this kasha. I'll pee machzik bracha. Sefer machzik bracha from the Chidah. There is a shaila amongst the poskim like this: if somebody sees lightning twice a day, the halacha is you make a bracha each time. If someone sees a mountain twice a day, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on most natural phenomena until its 30 days have passed. Churbanos Yerushalayim, Yam HaGadol, Harem Gvois, Melech Goy, Chacham Yisrael, all these things, you don't make a bracha mitoich 30 days. However, lightning and thunder, you do make a bracha, like I mentioned, you make a bracha each time. So what's the difference? So the poskim say the difference like this, that when it comes to the Harem Gvois, Yam HaGadol, Melech, whatever, you don't make a bracha because you already made a bracha. Mashenka, when it comes, so you don't make a bracha twice in 30 days. You already made the bracha yesterday, you don't make it again today. You already mevarach. Mashenka, when it comes to thunder and lightning, the thunder that you're hearing today, the lightning that you're seeing today is not yesterday's lightning. Each time a different lightning, therefore it gets a new bracha each time. This is what the person can.
You see different melech, you make a bracha?
It's a good child, I was thinking about that. I don't know. I was wondering about that.
You have lightning in the same storm.
If the clouds separate, that's a different storm. But as long as the clouds are still there, you don't repeat the bracha. Zok to Maimon Mordechai. He says, "What's with the keshes? If I see keshes twice in 30 days, don't make a bracha now." Zok to Maimon Mordechai says, "It's pashut by keshes." Hashem gave the keshes as an oisbris. That means Hashem shonech, here's the keshes. Hashem, whenever he's angry at the world and he wants to give us a message, he pulls out the keshes. That keshes is kept by him, and then he pulls it out and shows it to us. The keshes that we see is the same keshes that Noach saw. And it's the same keshes the Jews saw in every generation, every time, every place. There is only one keshes, and we all see it every time Hashem pulls it out. So, if I made a bracha yesterday, and Hashem... Nevach, we're chayv kli again, and Hashem once again pulls out the keshes. You don't make it again. You already made the same bracha on the same thing within 30 days. Azei zok to Maimon Mordechai. Now, this is only halacha, la halacha, but it's not lamaisa. Because lamaisa, we know that the keshes is a natural phenomenon. And it's caused by the sun hitting the water, which in turn breaks down the light prism in the sun, and bottom line, you have a rainbow, right? So, being that that's the case, so just like the svara by thunder and lightning, that the thunder that I'm seeing yesterday is not the thunder that I'm seeing today, two separate thunders. So each keshes is also a separate keshes. Unazoi paskin la'alocha de Mishnah Berurah. The Maimon Mordechai himself.
What about a double rainbow? Two brothers and one shot?
We're going to get to that. What are you setting him up for? I told you we're getting to that. The Maimon Mordechai himself in the next line says that the scientists say that keshes, a rainbow, is a natural phenomenon, and therefore it's a new bracha each time, and therefore each rainbow you see is a new rainbow. Zok to Maimon Mordechai, so avada, according to the scientists, halach lamaisa, you should make a new bracha each time. So as zok to Maimon Mordechai. So the maskana, even the Maimon Mordechai himself, who was mitzadeh that you don't make two brachas because it's the same rainbow, he says, but avada, if the scientists are right, then avada, you have to make a bracha each time. There is, however, one shita that needs to be miyushav, and that is the shita of the machzik bracha. The machzik bracha, which is the chidah, he supposes, he theorizes that maybe the keshes is a supernatural event, and there is only one keshes, that Hashem shows us at times and hides it, shows us and hides it. Zok the machzik bracha, afal pikein, you have to bench, make a bracha each time you see it. So the Maimon Mordechai is matmiya. He says it's wonderful. The machzik bracha is avada, correct in halacha. that you make a bracha each time because of what I said, because it's a natural phenomenon. Therefore, each time that you make a sur keshes, the next day you sing a different one, the bracha on one doesn't work on the other, gevaldik. But the machzik bracha himself doesn't bring that reason. In fact, the machzik bracha, again, supposes that it's supernatural, and it's only one keshes. So the Maimor Chai is haniach b'tzorch iyon on harav hachidah, that he paskins that you make a bracha twice, even though you're seeing the same thing. Why is it different than seeing a mountain twice in 30 days? But MS, if you take a look at the machzik bracha, nearer the time of the nimuka of imoy, which means that it looks like he's doing well, quite well for himself. And let's take a look. The machzik bracha says like this. And if you want to say, that means he's not sure, but he's just going through the tzadim. Let's say the keshes is in its place. But we can't see it. And in Hashem, with Hashem's desire, I mean what Hashem wants. Zinnin de miskala lefenein. Hashem sometimes shows it to us. Huh? Machzik bracha. It's a new riyah each time. And it's like a new keshes. Teda, I'll indicate it to you. I'll prove it to you. The golui keshes lohiris nasan. The revelation of this keshes was to teach us. Rishoi, the ikir rishoi, that there are wicked people and there's wicked activity. Veroi should tishra aleim kime noach. The care of Aretz, and everyone should be wiped out like the Mabel. And with Hashem's grace, he remembered his words. That's a poetic pasuk that he's referencing. And that's what we make the bracha. If it happened that yesterday, that's a reference to Klai Yisrael was chayv and clear. It means in destruction. Vizorcha keshes, and the keshes came out. Ubirich, and we made the bracha. Vim, unfortunately, l'ktsas yoimi achrikein, if a few days later, isrami, it happens. Ki gavru be'eretz pishe yisrael. It becomes nisrabe in the world, again, more chatoyim. By the way, it's interesting to note that he talks about the keshes coming for pishe yisrael. It means he doesn't entertain the notion that the keshes is going to come if the goyim misbehave. That's only we could bring the keshes. Chas v'shalom. V'niskal ha-keshes l'rachim. And the keshes once again comes out a few days later. V'im kein m'chuyiv l'varich d'panam chadoshes b'olakan. You have to make the bracha because it's d'panam chadoshes. So I understand what you're saying. Zok d'machzik bracha, toichim v'orov. Since the keshes comes, because Hashem gets angry, and Hashem saved us, so therefore each time it comes, it's like a new coming. What does that have to do? What? We care why Hashem shows us the keshes. Hashem shows us the keshes. We make a bracha on it. Now Hashem had a good reason to show us the keshes again. What's the good reason? Because we're chayiv again, and once again Hashem withheld his wrath. Who cares what the reason why the keshes are shown again? The bottom line is, I saw the keshes yesterday, I made the bracha. Shteita in Machzik Bracha, which means it says here in Machzik Bracha, a gewaldige Yisoid. Shteita in Machzik Bracha, that the bracha that we make on the keshes is bechlal not on the keshes. The keshes is different than all phenomena. All the brachas that we make in Bekol Torah Kula is different. Keshes is different. Why? Because everything that we make a bracha on, especially Birchas Re'iyah, we make a bracha on what we see. You make a bracha on what we see. You see the melech, you make a bracha. You see the har, you make a bracha. On the keshes, you make a bracha on Hashem. Because Hashem, with his gevaldige chesed, saved us, and was maimin bebrisoi, and was kaim bediburoi. And that's what we're making the bracha on Hashem. How do we know what Hashem is doing? Who is our mevaser? Who's going to tell us what's happening in Shemayim right now? The rainbow. Through the rainbow, we know exactly what's going on in Shemayim. So it comes out, the rainbow is only a gilui milsa. The rainbow tells us what's happening in Shemayim. We know now in Shemayim that Hashem is being kevish kaisa because of the brisa of the diburai. The melech will make a bracha on the Eibishter. The machlok is the man of Mordechai, and the machzik bracha is pashut. The man of Mordechai understands that the brichas keshes is like a regular bracha, like anything else. You make a bracha on chicken. You make a bracha on a king. You make a bracha on a mountain. You make a bracha on a rainbow. Mimela, once I saw the rainbow, I'm done. I made the bracha, I'm done. It comes out again, Hashem saving the world. This was all meaningless to the man of Mordechai. He didn't understand what the chidah was trying, where was he going? Mashenken, we understand that the chidah meant very good. The chidah meant that the bracha is not on the rainbow b'chlal. The bracha is on Hashem. Ah, the bracha is on Hashem. So what does it have to do with the... What does it have to do with the rainbow yesterday? It's not like I made the bracha on the rainbow yesterday. I made the bracha on Hashem yesterday. Unfortunately, I needed Hashem's rachmanis again today because the world was again chayv kliya. So again, I make the bracha. Mela, with this havana, we can understand Avud Ram very geschmack. We ask the kasha on Avud Ram, phenomenon that we never find, that the bracha of the keshes that we make on the keshes is not mentioned. We don't mention the keshes. We're sitting there, we see a rainbow, we make a bracha, and we don't mention the rainbow. Teretz is because Avud Ram held, like the machzik bracha, like the chidah, that the bracha is not the rainbow b'chla. You're making a bracha on Hashem, so why should I mention the rainbow? The rainbow is a mevaser. It's a megala. It's a gilui milsa b'alma. So I have no reason to make a bracha on the rainbow. And it's possible to say, although it's not mukhrach, it's possible to say that the mashah, the machlek is Avud Ram mashah, and the pirush and the bracha runs along these four lines as well. The mashah that was chas v'shalom to say, but almost even matchik himself to put the keshes into the bracha. V'kain b'mamoroi. What does that mean? That means Hashem was making the keshes. Shenivru b'sheish me'bereishes. It's like a pella. It's a pella of a pirish. The Mashal was trying very hard to get the bracha, the keshes mentioned in the bracha, because the Mashal understood that the brichas keshes is like any other bracha. You have to mention the keshes. So Mashal put it in at the end, because the Mashal learned like the man of Mordechai. Mashenkein Davud Ram that didn't bother with mentioning the keshes. The bracha is directly on Hashem. He understood, like the machzik bracha, that avada the brichas keshes is different than every other bracha, and therefore you don't have to mention me'ain. You don't have to mention the meura or the dabar on which you're making the bracha.
We have to see the rainbow to make the bracha.
Oh, so you have to see the rainbow to make the bracha because you don't know what's happening in Shemayim otherwise.
If you know, someone says, oh, I saw a rainbow.
Oh, so if someone says...
There's the din right now, so...
That's a wonderful question. That's a wonderful question. I would say that the bracha was kavua when we see with our own eyes, Ein Adoyim Yishmil Ria, we see with our own eyes, Chastoy HaGadol, that he's being matzalos. How do we see it? Because Hashem shtel davek. If Alyonov will come and tell you that Hashem is saving you right now, you know that? You don't make a bracha. But when you have a rainbow, which is a sign that Hashem, no one else, Hashem himself, placed that sign, that a sign that he's saving us right now with his grace of chesed, so when I see that, I'm mamish seeing Hashem's chesed with my own eyes, the way he shtal that avek, that's something you make a bracha. But in terms of seeing the rainbow, you're 100% right, it will make a gewaltig enough kamina like this. The Bir Alocha declares a shayla, if a guy sees the rainbow, but he doesn't see the whole thing, he sees that there's a rainbow there, it's very clear, but he can't make out the beginning till the end. We can only see part of the rainbow. So, Chet Berlocha, do you make a bracha on that? And the Berlocha is not Machriya, he's a Niach B'Tzorachian. I saw, I think, Ramesh Sternbach. I saw Brook B'Shem Ramesh Sternbach, I couldn't find the Sefer, that he says, Halacha Maisa, you don't make the bracha unless you see the whole rainbow. Because, Savak Bracha Zahakal, and the Meshabur was Mesupik, the Berlocha. Lemaisa, I saw other Peskin that say that it doesn't mean that. If you saw the whole thing and you're missing a knetch, you know, the mamish, the last stickle you can't see, it means if you just see a part of a rainbow. If you see the main rainbow and you're missing a part, that's nothing. But the Bir Alocha was clearing,
What's the far to say you need the whole thing?
Oh, so what's the other thing? So, what's as far as you need the whole thing?
What's the shear? I mean, maybe there's always something...
The shear is on rainbows. What's the shear? I don't know what the shear is. Basically, the whole thing means, you know what a rainbow is, a bow.
The whole thing. The color of the whole thing, that means the whole color is the missing part of the bow.
No, not all the colors. It means the bow. It means you have to see the whole bow.
With the reward.
I never see it.
So don't make a bracha. Okay, so don't make a bracha. This is a shaila in the poskim. So I'm just saying like this. L'chayre, it's telling on this. If the bracha is on Chastei HaGadol, that he gave us a sign that he was matzalos, so what's the makom to have to see the whole thing? It's enough that I see that there is a rainbow. Okay, he's right. Maybe someone telling me wouldn't be enough. Fine, but I see the rainbow, so I see there's a rainbow. What's more to talk about?
What's a picture?
So it could be the same thing. There's a shine if you see the rainbow reflected in water. So it could be it's telling this. If the bracha is on the rainbow itself, so maybe you have to see the whole rainbow. Mashenkin, if the bracha is on Hashem saving us, then maybe it's enough just to see part. Lamaisa, I saw a different Hasbro. So somebody wanted to say that the shayla of the Mishnah Berurah is like this. The Ramban and Chumash says that the sort of a rainbow was a bow klapi shemayim. Hashem is showing us that his chitzim, his arrows, his Hashem's destruction will only be towards Shemayim, Kilu, Hashem won't destroy us again. So the rainbow is not just a sign, there's a message behind the rainbow. There's a certain surah. I think it's Ramban, yeah, it's mentioned. Okay, so maybe I misspoke. Maybe it's not that Hashem is going to destroy Shemayim, but the point is that the bow was not towards us. Mamela, so this person wanted to say that's going to be totally, if, so that was the Bir Halachas Chakira, maybe I have to see the bow. It's not enough to see the color. Okay, Shine, I just wanted to mention that because of your question. Lamaisa like this. So let's get back to talking about the rainbow. Do you make a bracha on the rainbow, mitzad the rainbow, like any other natural phenomenon? Or you make a bracha on Hashem, that Hashem saved us. How do you know when to make a bracha? The rainbow tells us. What's going to be, imagine this, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to us today, and he says, tomorrow morning there's going to be a rainbow. But Hashem, I have a message from Hashem to tell everybody that this rainbow is going to be different. It's not because Hashem's angry at us. It's Stam. Hashem has his reasons. Hashem is Stam making a rainbow. I'm telling you, nothing to worry about. It has nothing to do with Hashem's kas, with Hashem's bris. Stam a rainbow. So now, the next day, taka kachav, a rainbow comes into Shemayim. So what do I do?
It's connected to Pasuk Chumash. The Pasuk right. Says, I don't know if we have to listen to him.
So the rule is, when it comes to a Navi Sheker, is that if he is Mevatel Halacha, you listen to him. If he temporarily suspends Halacha, then, I'm sorry, if he's Mevatel Halacha, you don't listen to him. If he temporarily suspends something, then you do listen. If a Navi tells you that tomorrow, Hashem wants everybody to go in and eat Chazer. So everyone has to eat Chazer. What? I think Al-Yanavi is pretty much established. by the Koyal, Al-Yanavi is established. So, what's going to be tomorrow? I see the rainbow. So what's going to be tomorrow? I see the rainbow. Do I make a bracha or not? It's going to be telling. If I'm making the bracha on the rainbow, so what do I care? I'm not mechayev to focus on what the message behind the rainbow
is.
Could be it's not chalashem rainbow.
Rainbow is davka when it's a big mechala.
I hear what you're saying, but I.
No, most, but you still have the kind of memory of the
other shit. I didn't even hear what you're saying, but him, I hear what you're saying, and I most emphatically disagree. So if tomorrow I see a rainbow, if I'm going to see a rainbow tomorrow, so now what am I going to do? If the Vard and the Bracha is on Hashem and what Hashem's doing for me, so I don't make a rainbow, I don't make a bracha, because Hashem's not doing anything for me today in terms of this, of Kevish Kaisa and Zoycha Prisa. But if I make a bracha on the rainbow, so I'm not only Asik Ben Astoris. What do I know about what Hashem's doing today? I make a bracha on the rainbow the same way I make a bracha on a piece of chicken. Or on a melech, or a melech Yisrael, a melech Akum. I make a bracha. So I make a bracha on the rainbow the same way. Why am I mentioning this funny case? Because Rabbi Yisai, every one of you could see this case. Go up, far up, pretty far up, to Niagara Falls, and you'll see there's a rainbow. And I guarantee you, I'm not a melech, I'm not a Navi. I guarantee you that has nothing to do with Hashem's kas and Hashem's zechiras bris. It is stam a rainbow. There's no message behind that rainbow. It's just there.
It's
there all the time.
It's in Shemai. You could draw a little waterfall.
Are you arguing there's a rainbow in Niagara Falls? Are we arguing if there's a rainbow in Niagara Falls?
No.
Okay, good. So good.
The rainbow
and slip and slide. I'm just telling you, Niagara Falls. Listen, people will sue me if I tell them to go somewhere that's not going to be a rainbow. I can guarantee you, by Niagara Falls, there'll be a rainbow. And even at night, they have artificial lights. But that doesn't count, I don't think. For sure. It has to be Ba'anon. Show me where it says that. It's Pasuk. Gvaldik. When's the last time you have a Daik in Pasuk Ba'aloch? Bakura, no riot. Fine. You don't have a Daik in Pasuk. Someone told me it's also a Pasuk. Shechanoch Shteytnisht. I'm sorry. Don't give me no Pasuk.
It has to be Ba'anon.
What are you? What are you?
What
are you? What are you? The Daik in Pasuk?
Where else do we get the source from?
Where? I get from Shechanoch. I'm not sure where you get from.
It says
Dibakasa Bahava.
That's
probably
the better
thing. Dibakasa Bahava. It's not the point. The bottom line.
So when I see a rainbow in front of me, that's not a
shrine. So Lamaisa, it's a Machlokes Poskim. Lamaisa, it's a Machlokes Poskim if you make a bracha on Niagara Falls. Yes, I can show you inside. I don't remember the name exactly. It wasn't a mainstream Pesuk. But there definitely are opinions that you make a bracha on Niagara Falls. The Chayyim should be telling on this. If the aside of the bracha on the rainbow is the rainbow, it's a Gevaldik. Niagara Falls has a rainbow. If the aside of the bracha is on Zechiras Bris, the rainbow on Niagara Falls has no Zechiras Bris behind it.
What about any washing a car?
So that I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say because the poskim say that there's a tzad you make a bracha on Niagara Falls. I have a hard time imagining that you make a bracha on a car wash. I hear, but I don't know what to tell you. I can show you the poskim inside the Niagara Falls. So I'm gonna have to leave this as stam akasha. It's akasha. I don't know. Huh?
All the poskim hold like the
I'm assuming the classic Lamaisa, the Mechaber doesn't have a verb. And if you're following, then the Mechaber not having a verb would kind of like a Chidah, which means the Bracha is on Hashem. So,
somebody has got to be on the side.
It's there. I don't have the papers right now. There are opinions that say you make the Bracha Niagara Falls.
Yeah, but I don't think they would hold it. You make one in the puddle.
So maybe they hold like Rabbi Singer. That's Bechlam, not a rainbow. Like, oh, you're Rabbi, that's shtickle. They could say that. Could be there's other factors here. No one should become a. Don't stop passing shots of rainbows from a half hour
share.
Okay. There's another shiloh also. This is already mainstream. Somebody asked the Marsham, Shuvas Marsham, what's going to be with the rainbow at night? See a rainbow at night. Now, everyone's going to drop me. You can't see a rainbow at night. First of all, what do you call night? A night could be a lovely night. Maybe it's bad night. Maybe I saw some person talk about a white rainbow at night. I'm not sure.
Around the moon.
The moon, maybe. Okay. The moon. A rainbow at night. Aim it to gefrecht the Marsham. What's a lovely rainbow at night? So what's the Shai based on? The Shai based on like this. Attacking Yonis and Benazil on the Pasuk in Bereishis that says, as Kashti Nesat, what?
I'll send you a gun.
Attacking Yonis and Benazil on the Pasuk of as Kashti Nesati Ba'anon. Yes, I know what the Pasuk says. Ba'anon. Zog Tagim Yonis and B'imama by daytime. So the simple reading of Attacking Yonis would sound as like this. When Hashem is showing us a sign of the rainbow, that's the daytime. In other words, a daytime rainbow is a sign. Maybe a nighttime rainbow is not a sign. Someone asked the Masham. Masham paskin that you do make a bracha, and he brought, maybe that the Belzer Rebbe, he brings that there was a progressive Rebbe that used to make a bracha at nighttime rainbow. Again, I'm not sure. Okay, now you for sure know what to do. I'm not sure exactly what the Metzia says about a nighttime rainbow, but Azay Zakti Masham.
Is it taller than second?
Well, everything's telling us chakir. What do you mean? If you go with the tagim yonis and benazil, that Hashem is saying miskashti nisati ba'onon, zok tagim yonis be mama by daytime. That means that this that the keshes is a ois is a sign. It's only by daytime. By night, it's not a sign. If you manage to see at night, it's not a sign. So it's going to be taller. It's mamash going to be the same thing. A rainbow at night is going to be the same phenomena as a rainbow when it comes to a rainbow in Niagara Falls or a rainbow in a car wash, whatever, let's say. There's one more nicer to discuss. I don't have this 100% clear yet, but the halacha is that you're not supposed to... One more nice to discuss. The halacha is you're not supposed to... The chayodim says you're not supposed to tell somebody about a rainbow. Dibura, Motzi Dibura.
Explain that.
Oh, explain.
Mishbura says it also.
Mishbura brings the chayotim, yeah. Lamaisa, other Perskim say, no, Avada, you should tell people about a rainbow. Give them a chance to say a bracha. See Chesed Elyon, it's Gishmak Azach, it's wonderful Zach. Lamaisa, somebody asked the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, somebody wanted to bring a raya. Somebody asked the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld about making a bracha, about telling people about a rainbow. So Yosef Chaim told him that he brought a smach, proof, I don't know, maybe he called it a proof, that you don't tell someone about a rainbow, even though you can make a bracha. Because this person wanted to say that we find that the halacha is you tell someone that died, so we tell his children so they could say Kaddish. So we see, we tell somebody bad news in order to, they could do something good about it, so Kaddish. So he was saying, maybe tell someone bad news at the rainbow so they can make a bracha. So Yosef Chaim says, but you make a mistake because the halacha is you don't say Shmura. You're not supposed to stop telling people bad news. Have you heard what happened? You don't say bad news. Zayd halacha. The halacha also is that you make a bracha, a dynamis, and bad news. So, why don't we say, tell people bad news? This way they can make a bracha. So, suffice to us, you don't tell people bad news just because they can make a bracha. That's what Yosef Chaim said.
What bad news is good news?
What, the rainbow?
Well, at least according to...
Chayadim says it's bad news.
Because Hashem's showing his chesed, that he's...
No one's arguing that a rainbow is a sign of Hashem's chesed. That's not an argument. The only shayla is, what's the bracha on?
No, but why is it bad news?
It's bad news. That's not Makasha, why it's bad news. Don't do this.
It's bad news. It's good news. That should be the greatest thing. Hashem's chesed to the rainbow. I'm not destroying them.
I became Rabbi Rainbow now. If Kasha Mashir, you could ask. You want to know why is it bad news? I'll give you some why it's bad news. It's bad news because we deserved it. It's not good to say we deserved it. But then there's
protection.
Yeah, whatever. We need protection. Nothing to do with the Shir. Stam, you have a Kasha the Chayodim. Chayodim Paskins, Zogin Amundsen, that there's a rainbow, is much deeper
out. Same shadow, what about it? What about look at it? If you know that it may be there, not to look.
Looking at it is a different zakh b'chol. Looking at it, the poskim say, is the Indian of Estaklus b'Hashem, kilu. Because the rainbow is the Tumus Hashem. The era, the poskim says, the era kashta b'ono, the apple aponai. It's the Indian of a tzur of Hashem, and it's a whole different zakh not to look at it. Nothing to do with the message of the rainbow, I don't think. L'maisa, so yesh lodon in Rebbe Chaim's right. Because Rebbe Chaim is saying, you can't just tell somebody bad news, even though they make a broch on it. So maybe you could say Svara. Now, the Svara is not Mokhar. And it's only coming and sliding home in the last minute of the Shir. And maybe you could say this. Then it depends. When you tell somebody bad news, they make a bracha. What kind of bracha do they make? They make a bracha on the bad news. So very nice. You will mezakeh them with the bracha. Basically, you will matzuch them to make a bracha on the bad news that they heard. So it's not it's a schus in the sense that they have a bracha, but you just force them to react to the bad news. So, I'll give you bad news and I'll make you cry the fact that a person will react decently to bad news, specifically on the bad news, lav dafka is that I need to tell them. Masha Enkein, by the Keshes, according to the Masha, Maima Mordechai, and the Peskin, whatever, according to that sound, the Masha, the Brach is on the Keshes. It's not on the non-mentioned. According to the tzaddik, the bracha is on the keshes. It's not on vas tutzich in the himmel in an hour chiyuv kliya. You make a bracha on the keshes like you make a bracha on chicken. So you're telling somebody about the keshes and they're making a bracha, but they're not b'chlal making a bracha mitzad the bad news. They'll be making a bracha on Niagara Falls also. How go about it? You can't tell somebody there's a keshes in Niagara Falls. I just did. Mela, it could be that's going to be talking on Chakira, and everyone should have a wonderful day. And Hamitshem, we should not see any rainbows anytime soon.
Hi, Rabbi.
No.